Nancy?
Yes, James?
Don't be gone too long.
Put your hand on the table.
Yeah, all right.
Now I cover it with this box. Huh.
Yeah? Now what?
Do you feel any pain?
Shake it out, for God's sake!
Do you feel any pain?
No!
As I told you.
No.
Do not move your hand.
How could I?
Romantar! Thank you, Shukri. Thank you, thank you.
Yes?
You asked me to tell you when Madam got home, sir. I'm to bring her some tea in the morning room. Would you like some?
The morning room?
Colonel.
What is it, Jane?
Sir, it's not my place, but Mrs. Barclay, well, she doesn't look very well, sir.
Get the tea, Jane. I'll go and see if she's all right.
Decency
not to deny.
Give me his name.
I'm warning you. Don't touch me. Keep your finger hands to yourself. Oh, don't touch me. Colonel Barclay, sir.
Sake,
woman.
Pity.
What do you know of pity all these years? Peter. Oh, Peter.
You're just a nippling coward. What? Keep away from me.
Colonel Barclay, ma'am.
I want them to hear. I want everybody to hear. I want them to know that the great hero is nothing but a coward. You're not fit to button his boots. David! 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 David!
Come on.
Give me back my knife!
Oh, my God! Is he Barclay? Colonel!
Mr. Holmes, it's good of you to come. Major Ronald Murphy, temporarily in command of the Royal Mallows.
Major Murphy, my colleague, Dr. John Watson.
Doctor.
Late of the 5th Northumberland Fusiliers, and latterly the 66th Berkshires, Afghanistan.
The 66th? You were at my want.
Field surgeon.
Pleased to meet you, Doctor.
Major.
Mr. Holmes, Doctor, this is a matter of the utmost delicacy.
Say you said in your telegram, information of a more positive variety was distinctly lacking.
You must understand my position.
I know only that some tragedy has overtaken the commanding officer of your regiment and that someone close to the Royal Mallows is implicated, wrongly so in your opinion. Beyond these obvious facts, I know nothing.
My telegram contained none of those details.
I have no details.
If what you've just said is already public knowledge...
It is not.
Then how could you possibly know?
Major, Holmes can read a good deal where others see only blank pages. A combination of the tone of your message and your words and behavior this morning. Major Murphy, we are wasting time. I am making every effort to understand your attitude, but I cannot work beneath a military cloak of secrecy.
It is essential that this dreadful business be cleared up entirely within the Mallows.
I'm sure that Mr. Holmes understands your wish to avoid any sort of scandal.
Unfortunately, the police are already involved. Colonel Barclay's coachman sent for them when he discovered his master's body.
At last, a concrete fact. Colonel Barclay is dead.
Yes, Mr. Holmes. And the police believe he was murdered by his wife. He'll be greatly missed. He was a fine soldier.
Much decorated, I understand.
Oh, yes, indeed. His career was covered in glory. The Crimea, the mutiny, any number of times since.
When was his body discovered?
Yesterday evening at his villa. He had been struck on the back of the head with a heavy carved club. Indian rosewood.
Now that is remarkably specific.
The club was found next to the murdered man.
Ah. Why does suspicion fall on Mrs. Barclay?
The police have no definite evidence against her.
That was not what the doctor asked. Major Murphy.
At the time of the tragedy, Mrs. Barclay was alone with her husband behind locked doors. The staff heard them. There was evidence of a certain disagreement.
disagreement. A quiet discussion, a heated exchange, a blazing row. What?
Mr. Holmes, the colonel.